This tutorial addresses Part 12, Prior Written Notice. Select the type of meeting in which the proposal or refusal took place. IEP team meeting, including the date of the meeting or other, specify. Select whether the district is proposing or refusing an action in the IEP. Select whether the proposed or refused action is relevant to educational evaluation or reevaluation, educational services and/or placement, the provision of FAPE, or other. If other is selected, please describe. Select again whether the district is proposing or refusing an action, and whether the action is to initiate or change the educational evaluation or reevaluation, educational services and/or placement, or the provision of FAPE. Describe, in general, the district's action. Example, annual review to update the student's IEP, consider an independent educational evaluation obtained by the parent, address student's lack of progress. Describe in detail the reason for the proposal refusal to initiate change the IEP. Example, updated present levels, annual goals, and increased service time in reading to address deficiencies. Incorporated recommendations from independent evaluator. Include a pre-teach, reteach strategies to enhance math skills. Select again whether the district is proposing or refusing an action. List any evaluation procedures, assessment information, student records, or reports the district used as a basis for the proposal refusal. Example, formative and summative assessment data from the current school year, district psychoeducational evaluation, and the independent educational evaluation provided by the parent, formative assessment in math. Describe any other options considered, example, co-teaching model of instruction, administering additional evaluation, district special education instruction for math. Describe the reason the options were rejected, example, student requires additional instruction in reading to address the severity of the reading deficiencies. IEP team determined sufficient evaluative data was available to determine students' need. Students' deficits could be addressed utilizing the aforementioned strategies. Describe any other factors relevant to the proposal, if applicable. Example, failure to address reading instruction may result in widening of the achievement gap. Recommendations were valid and appropriate to address the student's deficits. This continues to provide the student instruction in the least restrictive environment. A written statement of the procedural safeguards and sources to contact for a copy of and assistance in understanding the parent's student's rights. Insert the phone numbers of the county's special education director and parent resource center if appropriate. This concludes this tutorial.